Welcome to Taking Stock for Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010. I'm Pim Fox. Satish Jindal, he is the president of SJ Consulting. So Satish, bring us up to date. What's happening in the trucking sector right now? Give us an update, right? Knight Transportation, Werner Enterprises, you've mentioned that trucking, it's coming back.
This is Christmas for the trucking industry right now, 6 months earlier. If you look at the Dow Transport, went up 3.9% today compared to Dow Industrial at 2.0. And lifted up by UPS results, Knight, Werner, every company, public company that's reporting is having a nice double-digit increase in volume and a nice increase, very high increases in their operating margin. You saw with UPS, you know, having a revenue increase of 13% and a 57% increase in operating profit.
They also raised their forecast, right?
They raised the forecast, too. So they have a very positive outlook over the rest of the year for 2010.
So, Satish, is this going to continue?
Well, it will continue in two ways. There are two things happening that should be noted in the second quarter. There was a volume increase, and then there was price increases. The volume increase is driven by the demand in the market, and as you have had some other guests earlier, including your own Bloomberg News person, talking about some of the things in terms of demand that may or may not provide a same kind of a growth rate in the second half. But the part to be recognized is that that may only affect the demand. In terms of pricing, the industry has done a terrific job in 2009, faced with a very grim year, to manage the capacity and took a lot of freight capacity out through trucks and driver reduction. And as a result, even if there is a slight decline in the demand, the margins should continue to be good for the industry during the second half.
So who's buying all the stuff that the trucks are hauling? We talk about the consumer doesn't have money in their wallet. They're worried about things like paying for health care. They're worried about their house values. Who's buying all of this stuff?
Well, part of it is, Pim, that a lot of companies had drawn down on the inventory to a much lower level through a combination of sales that turned out to be a little better than they were expecting in the prior months, and from having narrowed or reduced the inventory to such lower levels because of the economic concerns and the fear of having too much. So now they've built up inventory slightly to a higher level than they had about the same time last year. So they are expecting some improved economy to continue, which should help them continue to roll those products out.
Do you think that's going to continue? Do you think that's what's happening? Because if you take a look at inventories, inventories aren't sustainable. You can't keep just building inventory. You got to eventually sell the stuff.
That is absolutely right. And to your comment as to do people have money to buy, Pim, I've been in this country 30 years, and I'm amazed with the Americans' appetite for consumption. Even if they're not generating same amount of income as they need to, they find ways to buy things because that's the American way.
Well, Satish, have you joined that? I mean, are you part of this American way where you just keep buying stuff even if you don't know what you're going to do with it or how you're going to pay for it?
You know, my Indian culture has never left me, so I save a lot more than most Americans do every month.
Well, speaking of buying, here's a question from a listener from Peter. He wants to understand if UPS, which as you mentioned, you know, and we heard the report today, they beat expectations in terms of profits, in terms of sales, and they also said that the rest of the year is going to be better than everybody expected. Are they going to have any acquisitions? Are they going to go on a buying spree? Are they going to try to buy up some competitors or add to their business?
You know, I don't think there is any company that is so attractive that they would probably buy within the next 6 months. There is on an international scale, which is what they said, that their focus will be more on the international market. There is one company that people have rumored again and again, and I don't like to join the rumor of it, but it is a good company, and that is TNT Express. And if TNT Express was to come to the market and they were willing to be acquired, I think UPS would take interest in it. Other than that, I don't think there's any other company that is so compelling a value proposition that they would look to acquire. Other than there's one other company that actually just occurred to my mind, and that is J.B. Hunt. It is such a beautiful combination of services on a full truckload shipment size. They've got express, intermodal, all the variations that you would like, and that may be another company that they could potentially consider.
What do you describe intermodal? Explain what that is. These are the containers?
Yeah, that's where they use containers and they move it with a combination of truck and rail. And as you know from the results of the rails, CSX and UNP coming out with terrific numbers in terms of improved revenue, 20, 23, 27% increase in revenue, 50, 60% improvement in operating margin, and UP achieved a 69.4% OR, the best
operating.
This industry. Yeah, operating ratio, the best that the industry has ever achieved.
Satish, a question coming from a listener. He wants to understand, is intermodal doing better than rail? Is that where the sweet spot of the transportation sector is right now?
Well, when intermodal does well, rail is a very integral part of it. So if intermodal does well, rails are doing well too, with the slight variation that rails do a lot more than intermodal. And if you look at the most recent numbers for UP, they had revenue was up in all six categories, whether it is auto, whether it is coal, industrial. And the reason why rails are a favorite of mine is because there are only three of them, and they are the cheapest mode of transportation. And with the way our national infrastructure is being challenged with the needs to meet the trucking capacity, rails will continue to benefit with diversion from trucks to rail.
And does that mean that rail stocks are still a good bet for investors, that there's a lot more profits for the rail companies?
There is, because they will continue to be a very good alternative to shifting freight from trucks to anything else.
Talk about trucks, because YRC Worldwide is a stock I know you want to talk about, because it has been up, what, 150%? But in the last 2 weeks, what's going on with YRC Worldwide? This was a company that was, I mean, we could say the trucking industry driving near the very edge of bankruptcy for a while.
YRC stock is a very high volatility stock because there are a lot of uncertainties that are wrapped around that company. And what happened in the last 2 weeks is that they announced that they were going to have a adjusted EBITDA that's going to be positive, 35 to 45 million in the second quarter. They reported that their tonnage was up in the long haul by 11% and in the regional business by 15.2%, which on a sequential basis is very comparable to the increases others public companies that have reported are showing. So which is an indicator that they are not losing market share anymore at the present time. However, investors need to be looking for the results when they come out to see what is the quality of the increased tonnage that they have gained in terms of what is the yield. Is the yield gone up?
In other words, you don't want them to be discounting the pricing in order to just keep business.
That is right.
And so what happens next with YRC Worldwide? Do they get even more concessions from their unions, from the Teamsters?
Well, I think the concessions from the Teamsters are not relevant till January of 2011. And they've started to have discussions with the Teamsters. The thing that the Teamsters is talking about, not so much the concessions in the wages, because those are in place through the rest of the contract term, which goes till 2012 or beyond, I think. It's more in the pension side, which is supposed to kick in starting January. And Jimmy Hoffa is, at the present time, indicated that he would like to see some contribution made to the pension. So he's already showing that he doesn't expect the full amount to be contributed and that they've got 6 months to work it out. What is important for me is that over the next 6 months or the 5.5 months, they continue to gain business and they continue to focus on the shipper. And as they say, that the rising tide lifts all boats. If the economy continues to look good, YRC should continue to get the benefit of it.
But isn't there a lot of excess capacity? Aren't there a lot of trucks on the sidelines waiting for work right now, Satish?
No, this is exactly what the industry has, following the footsteps of the railroads, has done, is taken capacity out. So at the present time, there are two types of capacity in the kind of business that YRC is. There's a fixed capacity and variable capacity. The fixed capacity, obviously, is still the same as it was 6 months, a year ago. The variable capacity had been managed better. So at the present time, and we talked to many companies, public and private, most of them are not sure, just like you have been talking about, as to whether this growth is going to sustain quarter after quarter. So people are being very cautious about adding any variable capacity. And as a result, that overcapacity fear is not the same extent as it was 3 months, 6 months ago.
Well, if that fear isn't there, what about for the general economy? I mean, we're seeing things in the truck brokerage business, logistics services. Are you seeing that that is giving hope to an even more robust economy than many people have expected?
I don't know if that necessarily reflects that the economy is going to be more robust. It just, I think, is a affirmation that people, even in my industry, are not absolutely certain that they will see the kind of performance they had in the second quarter. And I would qualify that from the point of view that when you hear UPS results and their outlook for the future, they will be slightly different than the other trucking companies, that because UPS gets so much business from the rest of the world. And so they're playing in a global economy, and the global economy is doing better than the U.S., and it's expected to do better for the second half. And that is why you will see that even FedEx stock performed very well today, because if UPS is going to do well, FedEx is an equal player in the global market, and it will do well too.
Satish, you have any insight into companies such as the Hub Group or Arkansas Best? A listener, Brian, he wants to know, what's your thought on those companies?
Well, I think in terms of the Hub Group, it is a second best player in terms of the intermodal after J.B. Hunt. And the reason I say they're second best is because they don't have the same number of containers to make available to the customers the way J.B. Hunt has. And anytime you have control over the containers, you are better positioned to meet the demands of the market. So they are a good player in terms of intermodal, though J.B. Hunt may outperform them.
Satish,
and in terms of Arkansas Best, the unions are a factor there.
All right. I want to thank you very much, Satish Jindal, giving us some insight into what's happening at the transportation companies, coming to us from SJ Consulting. This is Taking Stock on Bloomberg.